भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 44 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द हंसगुह्य प्रेयर्स प्रीतोऽहं ते प्रजानाथ यत्ते स्योद्ब्रह्महं तप ममैष कामो भूतानां यद्भूयसुर्विभूत्यत प्रीतोऽहं ते प्रजानाथ यत्ते स्योद्ब्रह्महनं तप ममैष कामो भूतानां यद्भूयसुर्विभूतया प्रीतोऽहं ते प्रजानाथ यत्ते स्योद्ब्रह्महनं तप ममैष कामो भूतानां यद्भूयसुर्विभूतया Atajis, please. Prita, very much pleased. Aham, I. Te, with you. Prajanatha, O king of population. Yat, because. Te, your. Asya, of this material world. Udbrimhanam, causing increase. Tapa, austerity. Mama, my. Esha, this. Kama, desire. Bhutanam, of the living entities. Yat, which. Bhuyasa, bhuyasu. May there be. Vibhutaya, advancement in all respects. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My dear Prajapati Daksha, you have performed extreme austerities for the welfare and growth of the world. My desire also is that everyone within this world be happy. I am therefore very pleased with you because you are endeavoring to fulfill my desire for the welfare of the entire world. Purport. After every dissolution of the material cosmos, all the living entities take shelter in the body of Karnodaka Sai Vishnu, and when creation takes place again, they come forth from his body into their various species to resume their activities. Why does the creation take place in such a way that the living entities are put into conditioned life to suffer the threefold miseries imposed upon them by the material nature? Here the Lord says to Daksha, your desire to benefit all living entities, and that is also my desire. The living entities who come in contact with the material world are meant to be corrected. All the living entities within this material world have revolted against the service of the Lord, and therefore they remain within this material world as ever conditioned, nitya bhadda, taking birth again and again. There is a chance, of course, of their being liberated. But nevertheless, the conditioned souls, not taking advantage of this opportunity, continue in a life of sense enjoyment. And thus they are punished by birth and death again and again. This is the law of nature, as the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 7:14. Daivihesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mam eva ye prabhadyante mayam etam tarantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita 15:7, the Lord says, mamaivamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manasastani indriyani prakritistani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The living entity's struggle for existence within the material world is due to his rebellious nature. Unless a living entity surrenders to Krishna, he must struggle this life of struggle. The Krishna consciousness movement is not a fad. It is a bona fide movement intended to promote the welfare of all conditioned souls by trying to elevate everyone to the platform of Krishna consciousness. If one does not come to this platform, he must continue in material existence perpetually, sometimes in the upper planets and sometimes in the lower planets, as confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 20.118. Kabu swarge uthaya, kabu naraka dubaya. The conditioned soul sometimes descends into the nisayans and sometimes get relief by being relatively freed from it. This is the life of the conditioned soul. Prajapati Daksha is trying to benefit the conditioned souls by begetting them to give them a life with a chance for liberation. Liberation means surrender to Krishna. If one begets with the purpose of training them to surrender to Krishna, if one begets children with the purpose of training them to surrender to Krishna, fatherhood is very good. Similarly, when the spiritual master trains the conditioned souls to become Krishna conscious, his position is successful. If one gives the conditioned souls a chance to become Krishna conscious, all his activities are approved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is extremely pleased, as stated here, Pritoham. Following the examples of the previous acharyas, all the members of the Krishna consciousness movement should try to benefit the conditioned souls by inducing them to become Krishna conscious and giving them all facilities to do so. Such activities constitute real welfare work. By such activities, a preacher or anyone who endeavors to spread Krishna consciousness is recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the Lord Himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita 1868-69. Ya idam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mam evasyati asamsayaha nachatasman manusheshu kashin me priyakritama bhavita nacha me tasmad anya priyataro bhuvi. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end, he will come back to me. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Om Ajnanatimurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namane. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Destarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's a very wonderful translation and purport. As usual, Prabhupada is stressing upon sharing Krishna consciousness with others. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, actually, when he was in school, he opened a club. And the club was for lifelong brahmacharis. He started a club and he invited all his friends to come and make a vrata, make a vow to become lifelong brahmacharis. The point was to become Krishna conscious and save time to help others. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also said that one who has life will preach. This was his mood. And Srila Prabhupada picked up on the mood, picked up the essence of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's teachings, so much so that in one memory, one Prabhupada disciple is remembering how Prabhupada said that in his next life, Prabhupada wanted to go to lower planets to preach Krishna consciousness. But from the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, things have changed quite a bit. But the essence, the message remains the same. Even in India, no longer anyone is interested in becoming a brahmachari. Brahmachari ashram or, you know, sannyas ashram. Like one devotee was telling me in Chaupati how one boy came and he wanted to join the brahmachari ashram, and the father of the devotee came and he was like fighting with the authorities. He said, now it's not the time for him to become join the ashram. So the brahmachari ashram leader asked him, so what age do you think is perfect? And the father of this aspiring brahmachari said, oh, maybe when he's in his 50s. And then the ashram leader looked at the father and said, now you're in your 50s, why don't you join? Now look like, according to your philosophy, you're in a perfect age. He said, oh, you know, maybe I will let my son stay. You know? And the father escaped. So it's not a very popular thing nowadays to sacrifice, you know, one's life and energy and wealth to sharing Krishna consciousness. Recently, I was visiting my sister in Texas, and she arranged for a home program. Many nice families came, doctors and engineers, and was speaking on the point of Bhakti Yoga and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then at the end, one of my relatives, he was saying, he raised his hand at the end, and I was thinking, oh, what's he going to say now? He said that maybe it's not Bhakti Yoga. I'm sure there are other paths, other teachings that are more practical and applicable. I said, are you practicing something? Can you recommend something for us? You know, because there's a large audience and he's protesting. And he says, I don't know myself, but I can take you to like Barnes and Nobles. There's so many wide range of spirituality books available. You can just choose for yourself, but it's not Bhakti Yoga. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely not Krishna. So the envy was like, he couldn't wait to say this. The whole time I didn't want to even make eye contact as I'm speaking, because he's all like ready to say this the whole time. You know, I had to avoid him and look out. So this is the kind of mood that, you know, people have no interest in celibacy, no interest in Bhakti Yoga. And also this philosophy of Mayavad is very famous, because there's nothing more flattering to someone's ego, you know, than to be called God. See, the amazing thing about Mayavadis is that, you know, they're not even qualified to become bhaktas, but they want to become Bhagavan. You cannot even, you know, have the qualification to become a devotee, but we want to become God. So this way there is so many misconceptions. People are approaching God consciousness for sense gratification, for some peace, to become God. Speaking about sense gratification, somebody emailed me, they were saying how it says that alcohol is the worst enemy for a human being, but in the Bible it says love your enemy. So therefore, you know, they want to you know, practice their scriptures by getting drunk. And someone else says that, you know, when you get drunk, you fall asleep. And then when you fall asleep, you don't commit any sinful activities. And then when you don't commit sinful activities, you go to heaven. So let's all get together and get drunk. So there's so many reasons why we approach Krishna consciousness, and how people... the people's way of thinking is very, very degraded. So people are no longer interested in spirituality, but still there is no choice. Unless somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, as we're reading in the purport, they're destined to suffer. People are bewildered. Therefore, we have to become more and more experts in administering the medicine. Just like an expert doctor, he gives a candy-coated medicine so the child doesn't feel the bitterness of the medicine. Similarly, while presenting Krishna consciousness, we have to become experts in giving them the essence, and we should put ourselves in the shoes of other people and deal with them, try to relate to them. What are they interested in? Where is the world at? And try to relate to them and speak to them in a way that they can understand, they can relate. It's our responsibility. There was a devotee in New York, Brahmachari, he was telling me how he took some students that he was cultivating to a farm, to see, you know, to show the students how to grow grains and how to protect cows. And this is a field trip. First time ever the college students are visiting Hare Krishna farm. And there was a devotee that was in charge of the cows. And the cow was, passing water, passing urine. And the devotee transcendentally ran after the cow and caught the urine in the air and started drinking and sprinkling it all over. And Gomata, so auspicious. And how auspicious, how healthy. All the students are looking at this devotee. They couldn't believe what they just saw, what are you guys doing, So the devotee was so embarrassed. He took the whole time to just to explain to him, and make up. So the whole field trip turned into a counseling or something. So this is how insensitive we can be. But this is not the mood of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We should, out of compassion, we should always be taxing our brains how to present Krishna consciousness in such a way that people don't feel so foreign and they can accept and get them to take a little bit at least. You shouldn't scare them away. It's like yesterday, me and Sachitanai Prabhu, we were in El Camino College. In the college campus, we were distributing. It was very educational, very purifying experience, actually. It's literally trying to give a mirror, trying to sell a mirror to a blind person. You try to give them the books, but nobody is interested. Everybody is completely convinced that there is happiness in the material world. And you just have to work for it. You just have to find it. You just have to make money. There is happiness. Everybody is completely convinced. We, as devotees, we thinking, what is these people thinking? Just in Japan, such a disaster happened. It could happen anytime. The scientists are predicting in California. But these people are animals, disturbed for a couple of days. But then again, forgotten. It's like in the nature's video. We can see that, there's thousands and thousands of wild buffaloes in the, in the desert, and they know where the river is. So when it's too hot, they all march to this river and they start drinking water. And the crocodiles are there hungry for months, and they were waiting for this day. So the crocodiles are floating log of wood, piece of wood. And the cows or the buffaloes are drinking water. The crocodiles come and, gobble them up and take them away. Again, it's like a ritual, Crocodile floats close to the buffalo and grabs one and takes him water. And all the relatives and friends are scared to see that scene. They run away. Again, one comes and drinks water. Then they all come back again to drink water. They're not realizing. That's exactly how we are behaving, unfortunately, that we see something happens and everybody's alarmed. Then everybody, as you can see, when you go on book distribution, as soon as there is some disaster, then the books go out for a couple of days. Again, the book sales kind of drop because people forget. Because the illusion is so thick. Everybody is fooled into buying something that's not real. The example is given, there was a guy who saw this beautiful lady, was very tall and long hair and, shining teeth and nice sunglasses. So he was following her. And the lady went in the hotel room and closed the door, and he's looking through the keyhole. And she took off her wig and showing her bald head and took off her high heels, and she's really short, and took the fake teeth and, put it in the mouthwash and took off the glasses, and the eyes were really sunken and deep. And so he was disgusted. It's Prabhupada wrote this Truth and Beauty. So this is what material nature is kind of covering like this, you know, high heels and glasses and wig and fake teeth. But everybody is completely convinced that there is happiness. So it's our duty to expose this scam to people. Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mam Prabhadyate Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. After millions and millions of lifetimes, somebody comes to know him. Vasudeva Sarvam Iti Sa Mahatma Sudurlab. But I was just thinking, in the university campus yesterday, I was thinking, these people have not even come to the stage of human platform, not even come to the stage of even questioning. Like we're running after them and trying to present Krishna consciousness. We keep hearing the same thing. Is it free? Is it free? Oh, I have no time. I have no time. Only these two things they're saying over and over again. All day long we're hearing for 5 hours. Is it free? Only Indian people used to ask like that when I go to Artesia. But now everybody's become so poor, even in America, that you know they're asking, is it free? So it's not free, but you know, you can just give a donation. So this is the situation. But by going out and reaching out, we're not only making them fortunate, it also makes us appreciate Krishna consciousness so much more. It's very, very educational. I was thinking like I could have been one of these kids that just wandering around. What fortune is that? I'm holding Prabhupada books and I'm approaching them. I'm not on the same side. It's actually very educational. Therefore, as devotees, it's important to guard and protect this valuable Krishna consciousness that's been given to us somehow or other by the mercy of the spiritual master and mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we don't guard it, then we can lose it. Prabhupada explains that two enemies of Krishna consciousness is sense gratification in offenses. And Prabhupada says it desensitizes. When we have offenses and sense gratification, we no longer sensitive. Because it's a very fine line. The taste in Krishna consciousness, it's very fine. And we can easily lose the taste if you're not careful. Just like when you develop like callus in the hands and feet, you can even touch fire. I've seen people, cooks, after cooking so many years, they don't even use a glove, they just pick it up. The hands are like full of callus from working so many years. We become callous like that towards Krishna consciousness, then we no longer appreciate. Devotees, prasad, so what? Heard Bhagavatam so many times, you know. Heard the same thing so many times, chanting, you know. Everything becomes so like eating like a hay or something, dry hay. There's no longer any juice. Or eating wheatgrass, wheatgrass juice. If I think about wheatgrass, it makes me sick for weeks. It's like that sometimes, because of offense and sense gratification, the japa and the association, everything becomes like distasteful. Bhagavatam is illustrating with so many examples. Especially this, my favorite is Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was almost close. He was this close to attaining perfection and love of God. And this poor person, poor devotee, all he was trying to do was, he was just trying to be nice, you know. He was not trying to engage in sense gratification. He wasn't trying to blaspheme another devotee or... He was just trying to be nice to another living entity. And because he didn't have any guidance, he got carried away. His compassion turned into a material attachment. See, Maya is expert in, using all our good qualities even against us. So Bharat Maharaj, we know the story how he became a deer and still he remembered his past life. How painful is that? You're in the body of a deer and you can remember that you were a king in your past life and you were on the bhava platform and you gave up wife and children and whole planet. You did everything, but just because of little inattention, he was this close to going back to Godhead and he was wandering around as a deer. He was actually very, very heartbroken. But again, Krishna uses his dear devotees to show some graphic examples for us how careful we must be. Very beautiful translation purport, and Prabhupada summarizes. Many times people ask of this point, why did, if this place is, so bad, why did we come here? Why did God put us here? And Prabhupada just explained in the purport very clearly of our position. Why are we here? In another purport, Prabhupada gives a very brilliant example of how just like a child, if a child wants to cook, the child has the tendency to imitate the mother. And if the child wanted to cook, the mother knows he or she is going to burn her fingers. So the mother actually gives him a Play-Doh. So the child is imagining that she's, cooking. And then they come and feed the mother, I made pizza or this or that. Similarly, we wanted to take Krishna's position. We wanted to imitate Krishna. We wanted to take the position of Bhagavan. A Krishna, being so kind, is given us this Play-Doh, this material existence, this material world. And we are sent here so we can play with the Play-Doh, where everyone is imagining that there is no God, that we are God, and so many misconceptions. Living in illusion as if there is nobody in control. We are the center of attraction. Everything is here for my enjoyment. I'm the Lord of all I survey, as Prabhupada would say. And this way we are continuing birth after birth. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. The soul is wandering on the roller coaster ride up and down. But a fortunate soul, Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't even say Krishna Guru. It's a Guru Krishna. Mahaprabhu said a fortunate soul comes in contact with the spiritual master and Krishna. And as soon as that happens, we are so fortunate. So fortunate. Like Prabhupada said, anyone who has come to Krishna consciousness movement, even if it's a little appreciation, Krishna will help that person go back to Godhead for sure. Krishna will take it upon himself to help that conditioned soul. So in that sense, it's very hopeful. Even if you bring someone and just get them a taste for prasadam, like we have Govindas, such an amazing facility to introduce people to prasadam. And, bring them, introduce them to mantra meditation, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. So many students were studying philosophy, I noticed yesterday in the campus, university campus. So we have the best of philosophy. So somehow or other, if you just get them to appreciate a little bit, then Krishna promises, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Yenamam Upayantite. He will give people intelligence to come closer and closer and closer. And this way, their material existence of playing with the Play-Doh will come to an end. Krishna will help us to come out of illusion. The very joyful process is given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we just have to take it, like in the Christian world they say, one should preach all day long, but one should also use words sometimes. One should also speak sometimes. So by this process, taking this process to heart, charity begins at home. And then we cannot help it but to share this nectar with others. So Prabhupada is stressing these two points that, you know, we should guard against offenses and protect the Bhakti Lata Beach and also distribute the mercy freely to anyone and everyone. Because everyone can do that. It's no longer people are living in the ashrams and temples. Everybody is outside. It's so much more facility. So these are some of my thoughts on this subject. If anybody, any devotees want, is Achyuta Prabhu.
Hi, Bhola Shastri Prabhu. Thank you for a very nice class. Just two comments, if I may. One, you were saying about following the principles and stuff like that, or people are not attracted. So I was just listening recently, Prabhupada was saying how we find these things to be difficult because we're on the bodily platform. We're identifying ourselves as this body, so we find these, you know, principles and regulations to be difficult. But he said, even if you find it difficult, if you understand that the goal is worthwhile, then go through that austerity. Perform that austerity to reach that goal. So we have to become convinced, or we have to be able to convince others that the goal is actually worthwhile. And then, just like going to school, they see the goal as being worthwhile, therefore they go through the austerity of 4 years of classes and stuff like that to get that degree. And then the other comment was about the farm trip. I think rather than being upset at the devotee who was drinking the cow urine and bathing with it, we should, if you're going to take a group to a farm, a Christian conscious farm, tell them in advance that the cow is worshipable, that the stool in yours, just like if you take a group to India, tell them. In India, people pick up cow patties and dry them for fuel later on. So don't get freaked out if you see that. Because, you know, cow stool is actually, you know, purifying anyway. And people use it for fuel, they use it to clean. So you tell the group in advance. So that when they arrive in India, right, Kodu? If you take a group to India, you tell them in advance that cow patties are picked up in that way. So similarly, if you're going to take a group to a Hare Krishna farm, tell them in advance. I don't think it was the devotee's fault for running after the cow and drinking the urine. It's the fault of the person who took the group for not preparing them in advance that they may see something like that.
Jai. Ganesh Prabhu.
In my futile attempts to do some preaching on the outside, when I approach people, when I've spoken with other people, I understand that other values are invested in, and their ego is invested in what only thing they know. So if we try to pull that, their investment out under their feet, they get very shaken up. Rather, we should tell them how, try to be tactfully tell them, very good, very wonderful, this is needed, but just add this one thing, and it will be all perfect. Add this one thing, add Krishna. Trick them, find a way. So many zeros. But you put the one in front of it, now it has value. And if you, at my job, I'm always telling people, oh, you know, trying to find the good qualities in them all the time. And they say, well, this guy, he's always just so positive. He's just finding these good qualities in me all the time. Then they come to me and they confide in me, who are you? Ah, there's my chance. So, in this way, time, place, and circumstance, be expert, it all comes. Rather, when we preach, we should not be thinking, oh, what can I say to convince them? Rather, one should think, if I was them, what would I need to hear to make me interested? Try to put yourself on their feet. Anyway.
Thank you for your kind attention. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.